The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, Dr. Don Culbert explains the importance of getting into the healthy gut zone.
I tell my patients, lay them on the altar till the gut heals, then just moderation these foods. So I teach them how to let their food be their medicine so that we can heal and restore the gut, which is the foundation of health. You never build a house starting with the walls or the roof. You always start on the foundation, and the gut is the foundation for our health.
If you love life, not just life today, but if you love life, do not take your eyes and ears off this screen. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. And we're about life today and your life. Now look, just pause a minute. Medical doctor here is going to help healthy gut zone. Please don't back off from that, because you're going to find out something, that we're talking about something a whole lot more than a pot belly or a gut. Now, please listen to me. One of the greatest killers on the planet is obesity. There's another killer that contributes, and the two in many ways probably cross over hand in hand, and that is diabetes, and type 2 diabetes, and then serious diabetes where you have to have insulin. But now please hear this, and Betty, you know this because you watched it, because there'd be times when you might not have been walking as tight as you wanted to in diet, but you watched me, and you would try, as you've never not tried to help me. You're the greatest helpmate on the planet. All right, God began telling me years ago, because when you buy a half a gallon of Bluebell homemade vanilla and you sit it on your pot belly and eat it, God's talking to me because he sees how much I like hot fudge. You get hot fudge to put on that Bluebell homemade. Get me. God is speaking to his child that he loves like he does you. You're hurting yourself. You're hurting the temple, my temple. You are literally speaking to me. You're developing diabetes. Betty, he told me that for years. And what did this wonderful Christian do? I kept not taking care of God's temple. So now I want you to hear this, because this is not scolding. I know sometimes I can be pretty forceful. You may even think overbearing. I don't mean it to be that way. I'm passionate about what God wants for you. And let me just say this to all of you who watch Life Today. I believe you're the most caring people on the planet. I believe when you see a need that love can meet and you can have any way of being a part of that, you jump right in. You really do want to get God's arms of love around as many people as possible. All right, I want to share with you, and Dr. Colbert's going to be talking to you in a few minutes. I want to see you be healthy so you can get God's arms around the people he gave his son to redeem. This world is waiting for the love of God to be manifest through the family of God. We need to be healthy, so we need to take care of ourselves. Dr. Colbert, welcome to Life Today.
Thank you.
If the audience was here like they are, and we're trying to do things to just be careful, you'd be getting basically what amounts to a standing ovation. Everybody that knows you loves you. This is a very tough thing. The things that you said to me, though, about dieting and about how you could actually literally change diabetes, I began to take that advice. Betty and I together, here's a girl that's always been trim. Now, think about this. You introduced us to the keto diet,
right? Mm-hmm.
Which is a very healthy way to eat. I lost 25 pounds. We all knew I needed to. Betty lost 25 pounds that nobody knew she needed to lose. And the amazing thing was that I have no spikes in the long-term blood tests or daily. I took it this morning. It was 102. Now, for a type 2 diabetic, that's first thing in the morning, that's a good reading, right?
That's a great reading. Yes, it is.
So I'm saying you help me, all right? I didn't start listening soon enough, but I'm listening now. So when we talk about gut, we're not talking about pot bellies. We're talking about what goes on inside. You know that when we have times like this, that you even medicate, or you want to feel better by eating.
Exactly.
But if we'll just realize you can even feel better eating right, there's something going on. So we're not talking pot bellies. Although obesity and pot belly is a problem, We're talking about health in the way we eat. Am I right about that?
Absolutely right. And what's interesting is during this COVID, the average weight gain of most of my patients is around 20 pounds of weight gained during the COVID pandemic. 20 pounds.
That's amazing, but true.
And they've been eating and craving sugars, carbs, and starches. Yeah. And what I tell people is what Hippocrates, the father of medicine, told us over around 400 BC, over 2,000 years ago. He said that all disease begins in the gut. And we're just now finding that so. Now, again, all GI diseases like irritable bowel and acid reflux and colitis and Crohn's and diverticulosis, diverticulitis, of course, those all start in the gut. But we're finding systemic disease starts in the gut, such as autoimmune disease. Most all autoimmune disease starts in the gut, as well as most mental health issues, depression, anxiety, ADHD, autism, dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's.
Wow.
And the biggest thing they're finding is obesity. And it's all related to these phyla or families of bacteria that should be inhabited in our gut. We have the wrong types that are predominating in our gut. For example, there are four main phyla or families of bacteria living in most people's gut. The most common are the Firmicutes and the Bacteroidetes. The Firmicutes, I know it sounds crazy. You think Firmicutes will make you firm. No, they make you fat. Okay. Now, what happens, just so happens, when you have a predominance of Firmicutes, you crave sugars, carbs, and starches. And I've been wondering over the years, why do so many people on the keto diet, they don't lose weight? Some people don't. Now, most do, but some don't. That's because they have too many Firmicutes. These literally cause your body to extract more calories out of the foods, and they cause you to crave more foods.
Now, how did those things get in there?
They got in there from usually their doctors prescribing antibiotics, anti-inflammatories like aspirin and ibuprofen, and other anti-inflammatories.
But even medical pharmaceutical prescription drugs.
Exactly, especially our acid-blocking meds, and then the foods we eat. These GMO foods that came out in the 90s. Well, they have natural pesticides in them in the form of Roundup or glyphosate as part of the plant that we're eating in many of these foods. And they can cause this condition called increased intestinal permeability, where we have these tight junctions between our intestinal cells. And when we take these anti-inflammatories or antibiotics and acid-blocking drugs and genetically modified foods, many times these intestinal barrier is pried, these cells are pried open between them, so we get pre-digested food going into our intestinal tract and into our bloodstream, and that in turn causes inflammation, which starts the whole stage of a condition that eventually leads to diabetes, Alzheimer's, because that inflammation eventually reaches the brain, blood-brain barrier that goes into the brain and starts inflammation in the brain. But it also causes inflammation throughout the body and eventually can lead to autoimmune disease. But it all starts usually with the meds that we're taking or the foods that we've engineered thinking we're going to be able to feed the whole world with these genetically modified foods. But then there's certain foods that literally perpetuate the problem. They keep those increased intestinal permeability, those openings, they pry those cells apart so that the foods that's not digested literally goes into the bloodstream. And we find once that's been compromised, certain foods make it worse. Now you say, what does this have to do with anything? Well, it starts to feed those Firmicutes. Mm-hmm. It starts to cause those to overpopulate the gut, which causes us to sign up for all these diseases, but it also creates tremendous inflammation. But those foods include, number one, gluten, which is in three main grains: wheat, barley, and rye, but especially wheat. So you think, what's made of wheat? Well, all bread, all pasta, all pretzels, and most all cereals. And
chips?
Well, chips is usually corn, which is another genetically modified grain, or it's a grain. But that's just one. Now, another common one are lectins. Now, lectins is something very few people know about. Most doctors have never heard of lectins. Mm. But lectins are proteins in the fiber of grains like wheat, as well as corn, as well as brown rice. And these proteins are not digested, but what they do is they go into the intestinal tract and they pry these cells apart, creating tremendous inflammation throughout the gut. And they're highest, now they're
highest. Do you feel that inflammation?
You don't necessarily
mean fever.
No, it doesn't mean fever, but what you start to have is you start to have bloating and gas, irritable bowel type symptoms, abdominal cramping, pain, constipation or diarrhea, brain fog, fatigue. These are all symptoms, especially after eating. All of a sudden someone's belly will bloat up, it'll swell, they'll have gas and belching and bloating and discomfort.
It's not pleasant people to be around. Let me interject here because this sounds like, it's almost like a death sentence you're hearing. That it actually is. It's a slow process in the medical community and even the pharmaceuticals, they're trying to help. Right. But what they do to help is just like we've learned that antibiotics, when it kills the bacteria, and you'll notice if you don't take something to offset that effect, because the good bacteria as well as the damaging bacteria is being destroyed at the same time. And if you don't have the good bacteria, you normally move into long periods of diarrhea even after you go off the antibiotics. I know these things.
Yes,
I learned.
Absolutely.
I didn't learn it from you. I learned it from experience.
Sure.
I didn't know what was causing it.
Right.
Most people don't. But what I want to say is it's even the medical community and the pharmaceuticals trying to help that actually contribute. Is that correct?
Absolutely. That correct? Well, let me explain, too. Realize that approximately 70% to 80% of our immune system is right here in this gut. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not against antibiotics. If a person has pneumonia or kidney infections, we need them. But what happens, the majority of doctors do not prescribe probiotics after taking those antibiotics.
Yeah.
And so they leave the gut and the microbiome decimated. And they don't feed it the foods that bring the population of good bacteria back. So we have to give the body both probiotics and prebiotics, and not the sugars, carbs, and starches that feed the bad bacteria to restore the immune function of the body.
Well, okay, here's what I want to get across to every viewer. This is not like hearing a slow death sentence. This is the cure. This is getting these cells back where they're not open to the invader, to the trespasser, the destroyer, the very unhealthy alien. That this is showing people how we can turn this around. So now, realistically, because you've written the whole book.
Yes.
When Dr. Colbert writes a book, he's very detailed. You can tell, he said, you and I cannot repeat the words, he said. Not only do we not know what they mean, we do not know how to pronounce them. But he's telling us the truth. He's pronouncing the sentence. And it is damaging and potentially deadly. So what he's doing here is, now, this is the deal. We're going to hit it a little bit harder here. We're going to come back in the next program, and we're going to more thoroughly go into showing how it works. Now, just so people get it, because we're going to let them go into great detail here. They need to. We're going to give it to you. Yeah. I'm telling you, you know what? We're going to ask you to feed hungry, starving children. They don't have a gut. Their gut is simply diseased for lack of nourishment. And you know what you're going to say? We can fix that. Well, Dr. Colbert's here to join with me and Betty, and all of us learn how we can help you fix it. This is about your life today. This is about taking care of your future. So I'm just going to say to you, James, please help us. We'll send it to you. Now, I'm going to ask you to do this. Would you consider doing for someone else, providing the miracle you're looking for in health, that you would at least give them life by giving them healthy nourishment? So we will ask you to do that. But I want so much to help your life. I want you to get this. I want you to listen to what he says, because he's here for you. Betty and I are here for you. We don't look for something to do. You have 20, soon to be 22 grandchildren. We ain't looking for something to do. Okay, I've had 60 years of public ministry, and you've been right there beside me. We have been nearly 30 years now just sitting together and been all over the world. So we care about you. Do you understand? That's why we're here. We're here because we love you. We're in your home because we love you. As much as we want children that are starving or children and people that are thirsty to have clean, non-contaminated water, we want you to have a life that is full of meaning and joy, and the joy and peace of God, so you can share it with others. Doc, tell us what you want us to hear today and set up what we're going to go into in the next program just a little bit, would you?
Well, first of all, you're going to learn how food becomes your medicine. And we build on the Keto Zone program, but we find that certain foods on the Keto Zone actually can hurt the gut. The number one foods that hurt the gut that are keto-friendly is the dairy. Now, again, I'm not going to take all your dairy away, but I'm going to show you what dairy you can have. Instead of regular cheese, feta cheese. Feta cheese is 70% sheep cheese, 30% goat cheese. And feta cheese doesn't have the casein A1 that inflames the gut.
Is it sharp or mild? Can you get the mild? Because Betty and I don't like sharp-tasting cheese.
Absolutely.
We don't like blue cheese.
That's fine. But I'm just saying, for those cheese lovers, I give them a healthy alternative, a little
that's
feta
okay.
cheese.
Not,
we don't
really
need feta cheese, Bobby.
That's good, because we weren't really aware of that,
right.
about the
right.
cheeses.
But feta, sheep, and goat cheese are generally healthy for the gut. But casein, especially A1, actually usually inflames the gut. The other thing that inflames the gut are excessive saturated fats, which most people weren't aware of before. We now have scientific evidence. So all the butter and the cheese and the cream and the coconut oil and the fatty meats and the fried food, we try and cut those down to heal the gut. I tell my patients, lay them on the altar till the gut heals, then just moderation in these foods. So I teach them how to let their food be their medicine so that we can heal and restore the gut, which is the foundation of health. You never build a house starting with the walls or the roof. You always start on the foundation, and the gut is the foundation for our health.
And it's not a matter of just cutting out all fats. You do are some good fats
that
your body needs.
Betty, what I do, when I go to a restaurant, I carry my own bottle of high phenolic olive oil in a bag. And I go in the restaurant, I start with a huge salad, lots of green veggies, and just full of veggies and onions and mushrooms, which are gut healthy. Then I pour my olive oil all over it. I don't pour just a teaspoon. I pour like 3 to 4 tablespoons. And then when I finish,
that's the only oil we use now.
Good.
I mean, period.
Right.
By the way, the butter, can't you get healthy butter?
Yes, you can.
We use what they call this, don't ever put it in the refrigerator.
Yes, ghee is the best.
That's what we use.
Grass-fed ghee, but just don't use huge amounts, just a small amount, because we have new research I can talk about later about the lipopolysaccharide gram bacteria cells that are in the gut that literally we all have them in our guts, but they ride and hide on saturated fats, excessive butter. Yeah. And they go through those little increased intestinal permeability, and then they inflame the body and inflame the brain. And Alzheimer's patients have 3 times as much lipopolysaccharide as normal brain. So we know they inflame the brain. They set the stage for Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson. Mm-hmm. So I discuss all this in detail.
All right, here's what I want to do. I want to just take this time. I don't just want to pray for you. I want to pray for everyone you love in your family, your spouse, your children, your parents, your neighbors. Father, Betty and I are 77 years old, married 58 years. We've enjoyed our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. We've enjoyed helping other people enjoy life. We have enjoyed sharing your love and your life all over the world to the least of these. But Lord, I'm praying right now for people watching us all over the advanced world, some in third world countries. We want the best for them. We want them to be able to love those you've given them to love. We want them to live to be loved by the people who long to continue loving them. We want you to give us a long, meaningful life, making kingdom impact. So you use what Dr. Colbert is sharing, what Betty and I are trying to share with precious people. If they'll just hear your truth, it can change everything in Jesus' name. You want this book, we'll send it to you. And Betty, we have been feeding hundreds of thousands of children now for nearly 30 years. And we have seen millions of lives saved, millions of them. I want you to know right now that you're going to see long lines. You have become their miracle. We got 350,000 of them rounded up right now and organized. Many times those lines explode in length when people find out what's there. That's why it's like Betty prayed, James, I want the line to feed these precious, hungry, malnourished children to always be longer than the one standing in line to be fed. You're the answer to that prayer. I want you to watch. And we're going to try to help you with your life. But you're going to become the miracle of life itself for the ones you're looking at.
It's not a new problem, and it's easy to be overwhelmed by its size. So many statistics laid before us. Of course, they're important, but as we look at numbers, we can sometimes lose sight of what's behind them. So what is behind these numbers among those masses? Well, there's Martino, Bronco, Vita, Adelina, Antonio, Rosidaya, Victoria, Maria, Sabina, Ana Paula, Mateo, Generosa, Adriana, Dina, Nana, Neza, Paula, Ezekiel, Chindinha, Fernanda, Esperanza, Elena, Mayodi, Estari, Nayosa, Cecilia, Tetinha, Alberto, Thomas, Emmanuel, Jenny. When it comes to numbers, the most important of all may be one. Just start by helping one.
You know, you may wonder, James, do you all connect and really interact with these precious little children? You don't even have any idea. See, because when you got basically soon with 20 grandchildren now, soon 22, just a few months, you know who they are. And they're precious. And you see, we look at those little children, and because Betty and I went there and held so many of them. Matter of fact, we held some of them the last time they got held, because they died before the next sunrise. But we watched so many of these little children totally turned around. One of the greatest things one of our viewers did, one of our friends did, was say, when you get them healthy, and then y'all want to get them in school, and then you just start feeding them at school. And he said, no, they don't have anything to play with. And he started giving them soccer field. He actually helped them develop some soccer playgrounds and actually put up what was the first bleachers for soccer in Mozambique, out in the remote areas, and then it multiplied. It just, these little children have been happy. Do you realize that the mothers of those children you were looking at and hearing all those sweet little names? And boy, you're precious. Do you realize that that's the greatest treasure those parents have? They don't have all the entertainment opportunities we have in the more advanced nations of the world. That little child, that's their greatest joy. Well, you know what a joy it is to us, and we're surrounded by opportunity to find something to make you smile. They're not. This is their life. And you're the ones that can give them life, meaningful life. So when we ask you to help us feed 350,000 children, would you just say, count me in? I mean, just I saw some of them. I'd want to be sure they were okay. Well, that's the way we want to identify, because that's the way God sees them. He loves them like that. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go online, or I want you to dial that number that's a prayer line. Or people call in and say, James, would y'all send me that book? Help me get healthy. You better believe it, because we love you, okay? And love's going to pay for that somehow. But here's what I want you to do. You call that number and say, I'm going to feed 3, 5, or 10 children. Let me break it down. This is not total child care. This is emergency malnutrition remedy. This is food, healthy food, especially designed with the nutritional needs met in each precise area because of the research that goes into it. You make all that possible. You made the food production factories. You did all of that, the delivery systems, the trucks. But right now we need your support. $30, $50, $100 feeds 3, 5, or 10 children for the next months. Will you care for 10? Could you give $100 to give them a miracle that lasts a lifetime? A miracle of God's grace and love. Would you do it? And by the way, you give $1,000, you feed 100 kids. We need to rebuild some malnutrition clinics, which is the last place they go to try to find life. 16 of them have been destroyed by floods, by other problems, and they need to be rebuilt. They're $24,000, maybe a little over that, a piece. It's right at $400,000 total. God, we need some big gifts to rebuild those clinics. We want these children to live, in Jesus' name. Would you go online? Would you dial that number and make the gift? We've got some very special gifts to send you. Dr. Colbert's book, but we also have a tremendous, it is Well Quiet Time bundle. This is fabulous. And then the picture of Jesus, the portrait, it just captures his compassion, his love that we're sharing right now. And if you'd like to have the Divine Servant bronze, which is such a beautiful picture of kingdom servanthood, we'll send it to you. Make that gift $1,000. Go right now to the phone or go online. Make the gift God put on your heart, your giving life.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. Also, please consider an extra gift to help immediately rebuild malnutrition clinics destroyed by record flooding in South Sudan. The urgent need is $392,000 above our normal feeding budget and is critical to help save the lives of those who are suffering most. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you It Is Well Quiet Time Bundle, featuring an instrumental music CD with 12 classic hymns and a 31-day prayer booklet to help renew your soul. With your gift of $100 or more, request the No Greater Love frame print. This portrait is a reminder of our Savior's love and the price that was paid for our salvation. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Divine Servant. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, Betty, we've often prayed that someday everybody watching, everybody who heard, would heed and not just be a hearer of God's word,
right,
but a doer of it.
That's right.
That I believe everybody's helping. If you say, would you help me, and you think this would help you or someone you love, you just ask for it, and we'll send it to you. Thank you for helping us share life. Dr. Colbert's going to be back with us in the next program. Dr. Colbert, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely.
Look forward to hearing more of this, okay?
Can't wait. Even though
you're talking about the gut, okay? We're talking about a whole lot more than just the belly.
Amen.
We're talking about health,
yes,
and we'll be talking to you about it. Thanks so much for watching.
Oh, you can hear me cry, see my dreams all die from where you're standing on your own. It's so quiet here, and I feel so cold. This house no longer feels like home.
There's this rote religion, and we're just checking the boxes and following these steps, and we have been invited into so much more.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.